Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we update that every single day. Brand new stuff up all the time. Videos, a new poll question every week, new podcast every day. Almost a dozen of those every day. New things to read, new people to meet. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gary Surak is our guest. He's a new friend. If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? That's his new book. Gary, tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
My website is ifyourmoneytalk.com, and it's also on Amazon, and it's iBooks, eBooks, and we're really close to doing a deal with Barnes & Noble, but
good,
that takes
you
a lot of time.
Well done, and congratulations to get on the book. And, of course, Gary is a financial expert, helps small business owners just like you make sure that they manage their financial products, insurance, employee benefits, things like that. Well, and that's what he does for a living. So check him out. Is there a company website, Gary?
Yes, it's SirakFinancialServices.com.
S-I-R-A-K. Check that out too. Hey, Gary, we were talking earlier about why we're addicted. Americans, you think it's Americans? I agree with you. Are addicted to spending. We're the consumer economy. The consumer economy has been good for the world in a lot of ways, hasn't it? It's really contributed to wealth building on so many levels. And as long as we don't get upside down, it's a good thing. But we did let it get upside down. We've been taken to the woodshed, so to speak, with what happened after 2008. And so hopefully we've learned some things. But give us some tips on how we can sort of stay right side up and not upside down with our spending.
Well, the first thing is really think about what you're buying. I spend a fair amount of time studying people and how long something was considered new. And what I found out is most people were buying something, and within a very short period of time, the newness of it had worn off, and now they're stuck with payments.
Right.
So I think that's a big deal. I think people have a tendency to go out and buy a piece of clothing, and they're all excited about it. It's very expensive. They were at one time. It's no longer new. And now it's just a payment, and it becomes a system of payments.
But it made me feel so good.
It did for a little while.
Yeah, it made me look so good, Gary.
Outstanding, Jim. There's no question. But and I don't disagree with that. But my problem is that if it made you feel really good once, how good is it going to make you feel when you're paying the thing off over the next 13 months?
Yeah.
And that's my problem. And I agree with you. I think we do things because it makes us feel good. I'm sure we do them every single day. I stop and buy my coffee every single day because
right.
It makes me feel good.
But the problem is that a $5 cup of coffee is the $30,000 car we bought and regret 3 days later.
Yes. And I have people that have bought homes and cars and taken vacations.
Yeah.
It amazes me how many people take really fancy vacations and don't even have a good time.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is amazing.
It's incredible.
Wouldn't this little practice solve a lot of our problems? And that's, I call it the sleep on it practice. Whatever you buy, if you buy anything more than $100, sleep on it. And see if you still feel the same way about it the next morning. What do you think?
I love that. I think that makes so much sense. Impulse buying is really a huge problem. And people, again, goes back to instant gratification. That 24 hours makes a tremendous difference.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you're done, you'll have decided, yes, this is something I really want, or no, it's not that important.
Well, and this is where, you know, if you had the money and it was discretionary money, that's one thing. You get to spend your money however you want to. But most of this stuff is where somebody says, oh, we can put you in this right now, and it'll only be, you know, $500 down and $300 a month for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. And look how good you'll feel driving this thing. And,
yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, when I get a new car, I really like it, but it lasts about 3 or 4 months at most.
Right.
And after 3 or 4 months, that new car is no longer new. It's a car. and then I have to figure out how I'm going to pay for it. And that's the real world, and that's the problem with, you know, spending and being right. kind of taken in.
Well, I'd like to recommend, here's what I do when I buy a car, a new car. I've done this for a long time. Unless you get in a bind, like, you know, you just got to have one because you wrecked it or something like that, or it just broke. I mean, I may take months to make a final decision on a car. And I wind up with a car that I like driving 5 years later.
Oh, I understand it, and I think that makes a lot of sense. I have a theory on cars that I don't have any problem buying a used car. And people say, well, you can afford a new car. I said, it has nothing to do with a new car or affording it. It has to do with the fact that I can save $10,000 sometimes,
right.
and that's a lot of money. So
right.
I look at that and I say, yeah, that's in my pocket or that's in their pocket. I think I'd rather keep it in mine.
Mm-hmm. Last thoughts, 30 seconds. Gary, what's your last best advice for breaking this addiction to spending?
The number one thing we have to do, as far as I'm concerned, Jim, is putting some cash away. I don't think we are very good at all at saving money.
Yeah.
I think that one of our biggest problems is we really get into trouble and in big binds when we need something immediately because we're forced into it and we don't have the cash to pay for it.
Right.
Therefore, we put on our credit card and we're slammed. And that
mm-hmm.
becomes a spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And I think cash is just so important. We just don't spend it anymore.
Yeah.
And we spend cards.
There's something a little more painful turning your cash loose than there is about putting that credit card down, isn't it?
Yes, there is.
I think that's a good suggestion. Hey, the book is called If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? Gary, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
Oh, I would love to be invited back, Jim.
Well, you're already invited back. We'll work it out. Thanks for being here. Gary Surak, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.